Northern Plains to the radio program we call
What's on Your Mind?
I'm Scott Hennen.
I'm Steve Bakken.
And we want to know
what's on your mind.
How can you tell us? 800-228-0550. Had my fives a little early. 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. You can email us, KFYR at clearchannel.com. And we're excited to crank up another edition of What's on Your Mind and chat with the Northern Plains today. Get on the phone. We have a couple of guests. Corey Fong will join us at the bottom of the hour. What's he going to talk about, Steve?
He's going to talk about that economy and how bad we are. I love the way that the country was talking about the economy and the national news right out of the gate at the top of the hour. And kind of leads in. It's like, oh, yeah, we're horrible. It's just, yeah, North Dakota, all this economic growth. I think we're just mired in, what's the problem? Too much money, too much economy, too much positive things going on. Now, there's a downside to that because I think we're having a heck of a time trying to keep up with the growth. Isn't that better than what the rest of the country's experiencing?
I think so. I do.
Would you like to be Minnesota?
Why do you think we have the roaring economy we do? And by the way, Corey Fong is a tax commissioner. His job is to collect your money based on the tax laws in North Dakota. And the new numbers came out comparing all of 2012's tax numbers are in. So we know what the fourth quarter did. We know what the whole year did. And now we can compare North Dakota's growth. So that's why we're talking about this. And North Dakota's taxable sales number is just off the charts. 28% growth. In fact, I mentioned yesterday on the program 9% growth and sort of cheerleading that. That was the fourth quarter. For the year, 2012 versus 2011, a 28% jump in taxable sales and purchases. Why?
To me, it is energy. Energy, energy. And agriculture and manufacturing and tourism. And we have got a booming economy, and it's across the board. A lot of people point their fingers at what's going on in Western North Dakota with energy, with oil and gas. Slow down.
Well, that's a big enhancement.
It is. It's an enhancement, but it's just a piece of the puzzle. Do you think we would be doing this on just oil and gas? Do you think we'd be doing this just on agriculture? No, we're not. We're not. And to me,
that's a good point.
To me, the part that really breaks out here when you look at some of the numbers, and I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to look at the numbers, but historically, the economic engine to the state of North Dakota has been the Red River Valley. It's been Eastern North Dakota, Fargo, Grand Forks, and what comes out of the valley. That's changed. You were looking at some of the numbers earlier, what Williston has done, as opposed to what Fargo has done.
Well, that to me
with
is...
With the population.
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, the Williston-Fargo comparison to me explains what kind of an impact oil and gas development can have. But I think your larger point is a good one. We wouldn't be having these kind of numbers but for, you know, the incredible combination of good fortune that we have in North Dakota. We're blessed. There's no other way to look at it. You can't have the ag season we had last year in when the rest of the country was suffering. You can't have the unbelievable things that are happening in oil and gas development happen. We're just blessed. I don't know of any other way to say it. You can call it a good luck streak. You can call it whatever you want, but it's pretty incredible. I think the question that I would love seasoned North Dakotans to answer is, can it last? Will it last? Well, I mean, how much longer can this go? I mean, I know growers out there, and I'd love for them to...
Well, from an agriculture side,
to share their standpoint.
Look at it this year with an agriculture side. How many farmers are done planting?
Well, I don't think a lot.
Yeah. So last year we had a great year for agriculture, for farming and ranching. This year, probably a little bit better for the ranching side of things because they're going to get a hay crop. They're going to get grass and alfalfa for their cattle.
We're not talking drought anymore, are we?
No, we're not talking drought. But what's that doing to the farmers who are still trying to get their crops in the field?
I forget where I was going
It's a balancing act.
What I was going to get at with agriculture is to say, obviously it's a curveball this year with the late planting that's going on. And now the rain, you know, the momentum was sort of there. They were getting everything done and then they've stopped. And by the way, Tom Campbell is going to join us next hour, who's a potato farmer, to talk about that very thing. Where is their planting at? And Tom has a unique perspective because he's not only a potato farmer, but he's also a state senator and a business guy that's chairman of some banks and a number of different businesses, an entrepreneur extraordinaire out of Grafton. And so we'll talk with Tom a little bit about...
I'd like to hear from some of the farmers around the area.
I would, too.
Whether you're in eastern Montana or western North Dakota or central North Dakota or eastern North Dakota or western Minnesota, South Dakota, where are you at? If the rains hit at the right time or have they not? I'd like to hear from some of the farmers and ag producers out there at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. I've talked to a lot of farmers that aren't done, and now they're starting to get worried with all this rain. Western North Dakota, eastern central, poured on again last night.
Incredible. And the forecast again,
yeah,
same thing, 80, 90, 100% chance of rain. Here's the question. I have two questions for growers. If you would, I agree with Steve, I'd like to know just this season, how bad will this be? This late season, planning with the late spring and now the disruption with the, it seems like growers here just have a way of putting lipstick on a peg, even. And, while this might be shaping up to be a bit of a peg with a late season, what will the ultimate outcome be? But here's my bigger question for growers. How do you convince today's generation that there are good times and bad times in agriculture that just comes with the game? Because I would think the vast majority of younger growers, sons of for instance, the 30-somethings now that are taking over for their dads that are 60-something, how do you convince them that there are tough times in agriculture because we've had such an incredible stretch of prosperity in agriculture, which is a big pillar of North Dakota's economy, no question about it. I'd love to hear that. So you tell us, school us up, growers. We're looking to you to tell us, number one, how far you're along on your planning this season. What do you expect the outcome to be given the late spring and now a wet stretch here in late May and early June, and just how you tell the next generation that, look, there are tough times. How do you convince them that it's cyclical? 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think we've missed, though, the big reason North Dakota's economy is booming, Steve.
Let's see. I always put it back on the people, our work ethic, that conservative pace at which we move.
True. That's not what I'm thinking of.
There's the energy sector.
There's energy, yeah.
There's the agriculture, the manufacturing, yeah. Economy.
You're missing
it. Did I blow right by it?
You did. According to a story in the Fargo Forum on Sunday, North Dakota has the most bars per capita.
Oh, yeah. We like to drink. That's why we're so good.
We have one bar for every 1,620 North Dakotans. Now, the former Fargo-Moorhead chose to do an analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau to come up with that particular statistic. And North Dakota has the sixth most liquor stores per capita in the country. By the way, we just narrowly beat out Montana. So I know Montana's singing blues today over being number two on the bar per capita list.
They're going to take that personal.
We're well above Minnesota, which ranks at 17th, but I think this is the new reason that we have the booming economy. We have a lot of bars. In all seriousness, the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead is editorialized about this today, and they are calling this a very bad thing. They are sounding the alarm. They're calling it dire. They say we have a booze-loving culture in North Dakota. Do you think we have a booze-loving culture in North Dakota? Is that why we have more bars per capita than anyone else?
My question is, what else do we have more than anything else than anybody else?
Churches.
We have more churches.
We do, in fact.
We're the most religious state.
I'd love somebody to do a story on that.
I mean, if you think about all the small towns and people think, oh, there's a bar in every town. Well, yeah, there's also a grain elevator. There's a Cenex or convenience store of some sort and usually two churches. That outranks bars.
You know what I think this is a sign of? Our neighborliness.
Yes.
I think we're neighborly. Because I think the vast majority of people can look. Are there problems from alcohol abuse? Of course, and obviously anybody that has been the victim of a DUI driver or alcohol abuse in a family. I mean, there's things that I don't want in any way, shape, or form belittle here. I mean, alcohol abuse is a serious topic. But to suggest because we have more bars than anybody else, we have a booze-loving culture, I think is going too far. I think you could find a silver lining in that just as easily as you could find some detrimental statistic. And I think the fact that we have more churches per capita of any state and more bars simply means We're a neighborly lot. We love to go, because I think the vast majority of North Dakotans, if we could pull everyone with what's on your mind this program, the vast majority of North Dakotans are able to use alcohol responsibly.
Half the time I go to the bar, I don't even drink. It's just to be social and hang out with people.
You're neighborly.
Is that what I am? I'm neighborly. I like that.
I don't think I don't
called a lot of things, but neighborly I like.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Tell us if we're wrong. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-sized geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Too many bars in North Dakota, the weather, rain, the economy, or whatever's on your mind today. We'd like to hear from you. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Your show, by the way. I just had a comment on the bars in North Dakota, maybe. We're talking per capita, and it might be high. And from what I see, I don't see you know, the social aspect. Like, do you think maybe it's the social? I think it should be per trucker. We have a high influx of truckers, and so we got more bars. I think it goes hand in hand with the industry.
I don't think that's the case, because the trucking industry's more so than anybody else has cracked down on use of alcohol, especially for drivers. In fact, I know a lot of truck stops that had gotten rid of their bars because of the trucking industry and different companies that wouldn't let their employees use those facilities because of bars there.
But you equate bars and trucking, huh, Tom?
Well, I know a lot of truckers, and they go to the bar all
like
the time.
Like the watering hole, but, I mean, truckers more often than not would be in the major thoroughfares, right? If obviously if we have more bars per capita, we're talking about bars in every little town all across North Dakota. So I don't know if those bars are surviving based on, you know, truck traffic.
They're not going on duty, though, are they, Tom?
You know, there's a mix. There's a mix of everything. Some yes, some no. Some people, and, you know, some people can drink quite a bit, and they can operate machinery. They've been doing it for 20 years. They're working alcoholics, and there's a lot of them.
All right, Tom, thank you. Tom, test my theory. I think the majority of citizens, wherever they live, North Dakota or any of these states in the Northern Plains, use alcohol responsibly. You agree with that?
Yes, I think the majority, yes.
Yeah. So that's why I don't think we can sit there and think the sky is falling because there's more bars per capita. But appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. Others waiting as well. Do we have a problem? Do you have a problem? Is it a bad thing when you hear a statistic like North Dakota leading the nation in the amount of bars per capita? Robert says no. So what? This, by the way, on our Facebook page. Many bars and or bar and grill type businesses are the only place in some small towns that are left for citizens to get together. Leave us alone. Peggy says, no, it's free enterprise. Charles says, supply and demand. Daniel says, I think they should cut down on the amount of dumb surveys per capita, which end up in limiting or outlawing our freedoms. All right, Greg and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind, Greg?
Well, I just pitch in on this. I used to be a compliance officer for the feds, and I went to every little small town in North Dakota. And they all had a bar, and those bars weren't just bars. Many times they were the post office. They were also, if there was a restaurant, the restaurant, it's where the city commissions met. You know, everything ran out of that bar because it was the one building that was kept up and that was available. And so just to call it a bar per capita isn't really giving the real purpose of what a bar in a small town is. I mean, when I needed to find somebody, someone at the bar knew where they were, and a lot of people just conduct business out of the bar. So it's more like a community gathering place in those small towns, just a place to drink.
Yeah, that's the one thing on the survey I did not see in those numbers is how many of them were bar and restaurants. In a lot of cases in the small towns, it's also the cafe in the morning you go to. They just happen to have the bar attached next to it. The bar opens up in the afternoon or at night as well.
Is there any bar you can't get a frozen pizza in? Or, you know, not all of them have a grill, but, I mean, most of them have food, right?
And in a lot of these small towns, because they were the place with the cafe, that's where the Meals on Wheels were done for the noon meals for the folks that needed it.
I'm with you, Greg. This is about neighborliness more than anything. That's a gathering place. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg. Levi, what's on your mind today in Jamestown?
Hey, going to chime in. I'm a young grower. I farm with my father-in-law and brother-in-law southeast of Jamestown here. And, by the way, we got about an inch of rain last night, so it set us back. We were going all day yesterday until about, 6 o'clock or so, and that made us quit. Otherwise, we would have been done by Friday here.
How much rain have you had in the last 2 weeks?
I would say with that other system that came through in the Amazon, probably close to 4 inches of rain or something like that.
Unbelievable. Is that a good thing, though? Did you need it, Levi?
Well, you know, it was good in the sense that, some of the beans come up, you know, they were kind of there. And obviously an inch is quite what we needed. Maybe like a quarter would have been nice. Now we're going to be set back, you know, even more waiting to get in the field. But, one more thing I wanted to comment on, too, was you guys posed the question of convincing young farmers that there's good times and bad times. And, I've been fortunate enough to have just a great father-in-law that's been able to explain to me, you know, he's farmed for 20 plus years, what it was like, back when he got started. And I think as a young farmer, in general for a lot of guys, just taking those stories to heart and really, you know, understanding where they're coming from, you know, will help, you know, will help us realize what these guys actually went through. And I think it's been so hard too, because you look at the last 5 years, how much money farmers have typically made. I think even guys like my father are still, you know, adjusting to the amount of money they're making. They probably never fathomed, you know, back when they got started, what type of money would be involved in farming right now.
Pretty interesting. Levi, thanks for sharing that. How much planting left for you?
We probably only have about another day left, and we'll be done with our soybeans. So.
All right. So it'll be an all right year after all, won't it, with all that rain?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll be fine. But, talking to other guys, I think they still got a ways to go. So I guess it remains to be seen.
All right, let us know, by the way. We're curious.
You know, Levi, you brought up a great point. I wanted to get into it real quick. You know, guys like your father-in-law, the reason that they farm or ranch, it's a lifestyle. It's
right.
It's a passion. It's not about the money. And you get through the bad times. You enjoy the good times. But it's really a lifestyle more than anything else, isn't it?
That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, We originally, not to get too long-winded here, but originally I grew up in Minneapolis area and met my wife out here at Jamestown College, and I never in my wildest dreams imagined I'd be farming, and that's what I'm doing now. And we moved out onto the farm, and we just really love living out here. It's a great place to raise a family and to raise kids, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Levi, thanks for the call. Check in again. Let's go to Keith in Tioga. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Keith.
Yeah, Scott. First, I want to thank you for being on the air. I'm a hardcore conservative, and living in the West, I think predominantly we are. So when you came on, I started to listen to K-Fire again.
Well, God bless you, Keith. We're glad you're out there listening. Thank you.
Yeah. I have one other comment about Heidi, our senator. Heidi got elected. Of course, I didn't vote for her, but I have written to her and thanked her for her stand on the gun control issue. But truly, I don't see how she can resist the Democratic Party indefinitely. She's going to have to pull in with him, if I can put it like that, or
yeah, she's got a difficult balance to walk, without question, because she promised she'd be different, yet there's a lot of party pressure, no question about it, Keith.
She has been so far.
And that's why we gave her the Heidi Hugs on that Second Amendment vote, no question. Appreciate it very much, Keith. Thanks a bunch. Larry and Fargo waiting to weigh in, and Corey Fong, State Tax Commissioner, on our Roaring Economy next.
Don't go away.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Corey Fong will join us in just a moment. State Tax Commissioner will talk about the new numbers to take a look at the taxable sales and purchases for all of 2012. Those numbers came out yesterday. And prove once again that North Dakota is a juggernaut. North Dakota's economy is a juggernaut. Can it, will it continue? Any signs of it slowing down? All questions for Corey Fong and you, our audience. Before we chat with Corey, how's our weather doing?
Wet. No matter where you go across the state, you either got light rain, rain, overcast, good or rain, will rain at some point. We're looking pretty wet this as we're heading into this weekend.
What did Levi in Jamestown tell us? He had an inch in Jamestown last night.
Yeah, and
four and a half inches in the last Fargo.
Couple of weeks, and 5 inches around some areas around the state. So it poured, and it absolutely poured. Bismarck this hour, we're at 59, Fargo at 67, Minot 54, and Dickinson 53, and up in the oil patch around Williston, it is 55 degrees this hour.
And as I look at the expected highs today, Fargo 76, Bismarck will be about 69, up in the northwest corner of North Dakota, only 57 for a high today, 62 at Minot. Dickinson will be at 61 today. Windy in the patch, especially, we're talking a gust of, up to 30 miles an hour. So it is going to be a windy one today. In the oil patch and the more rain.
Rain's actually a good thing. It might dry out some of those fields a little bit. Speaking of water, due to water over the road, the street closed in Bismarck, Main Street, actually, East Divide Avenue between 35th Street and Channel Drive. So until further notice, that is a little wet.
All right. Corey Fong is here, State Tax Commissioner for the state of North Dakota, to crunch some numbers for us on the economy. Any questions for him are welcome at 800-228-0550. Mr. Tax Commissioner, hello and welcome.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing? And Steve.
Good morning, Corey.
It's really amazing to see the state right now. It's so green and beautiful, but I think everyone would enjoy a little bit of reprieve from this rain. We got quite a bit last night. It's not raining now, but my gosh, it's so unusual. I mean, it's like monsoon season in North Dakota. It's crazy.
The rain is nice, but we need a little sunshine because things will not grow without the sun.
Exactly.
The sun did peek through this morning in Fargo, but it looks like, again, more showers and thunderstorms a possibility, and pretty amazing. Speaking of green, there's a lot of it in the coffers of the
right.
of the state of North Dakota. Holy
fuck.
Yeah, this is a juggernaut, isn't it?
And I want to be clear, the report we issued yesterday, Scott and Steve, is not a report of collections. It's a report of taxable sales. And of course, that does eventually end up as collections. But gosh, it was a great report. As you pointed out, for the fourth quarter, we were $6.7 billion, up $594 million, or 9.7% over 2011. But what I want to focus on today is the annual report for 2012. $25 billion for 2012, up $5.5 billion or 30% over 2011, which is significant. It's a record in terms of total dollars, and so yeah, it demonstrates, as we've been saying, and as you've been pointing out on your program for quite some time that, you know, North Dakota's economy is just booming, and a lot of it has to do with energy, a lot of it has to do with what's going on in western North Dakota. But you know, what's nice about this report is it does show all 15 industry sectors that we measure were up, and in most cases they were up above that cost of inflation or rate of inflation. Shows real growth across the various industry sectors. So I think it's a very strong report, a very positive sign that, again, North Dakota's economy is doing very, very well.
We've been talking back and forth between Steve and I about the diversification. And obviously, ag and energy are the two juggernaut. I mean, they're the two major pillars, but they're not alone, are they? I mean, in other words, the reason you have 30% growth in 2012 or 2011 is because of the diversification of North Dakota's economy. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I would say so for sure, and I'll point to two specifically that are kind of the leaders. First, ranking number one in terms of total percentage growth was construction. Construction was up 52% over 2011. That's significant. And I think you just need to drive across North Dakota or across your community and see all the construction projects. I think there's probably a construction project just about in every community. Certainly in major communities, there's multiple, you know, large phase construction projects going on. And so that, again, demonstrates that businesses feel good. They're expanding their businesses. They're growing. They're building. They're adding on. Those are very positive things, plus all the housing that's going up, multi-unit housing, plus hotels. So that is one sign. The other piece of this was wholesale trade, which grew by the largest dollar amount, $1.6 billion over 2011, or 37%. And wholesale trade, Scott and Steve, represents business-to-business transactions, businesses making investments, adding to their inventories, going out and spending on things that perhaps they've been holding off on. And again, it demonstrates that businesses feel comfortable about their financial situation in order to make those expenditures. So those two together, I think, really demonstrate the diversification of our economy. And then the third one that I always bring up, because I think it's so important, is retail trade, which is you and me going out and spending, you know, going to the mall, going to big box retailers, making expenditures, adding on to our houses and things like that, making retail sales. And that was up 16.5%, which is significant. That's very good growth. And that demonstrates consumer confidence. That's the reflection of your pocketbook, my pocketbook. And I always like to target my comments on that particular industry sector, because I think more than any, it demonstrates consumer confidence.
Corey, let's walk through those. I want to talk construction first. When you're looking at these numbers across the state of North Dakota, we know what's going on out in the oil patch. We see that growth. Are there any other spots in the state that really shine as far as housing construction in Fargo or warehouse construction in Grand Forks? Does it break down that much? Can you show those numbers on where that construction is and what types of construction that is?
Well, let me just pull some stats here real quick, just looking at our annual report for the various communities. Bismarck had very strong construction, up almost 10%. Fargo, construction up almost 40%. Grand Forks, construction up 65%. So, you know, just looking at those communities alone, Minot, clearly, you know, that's kind of on the periphery of the oil patch, and of course they've got all the build out because of the post-flood reconstruction, up 51%, not a surprise. Looking at Dickinson, a 19% increase in construction, and of course Williston, up 76% in construction. But look at Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, significant numbers in construction, and so again it demonstrates that construction is strong across the state. There's large-scale projects going up for the most part everywhere. You know, you've got large manufacturing, large industry kinds of industrial parks that are starting to be expanded in communities across the state, and I think that's showing up in these numbers. So, you know, I don't have a breakdown for all of our cities across the state at that level, but the major population centers that I just went through are showing that construction is very, very strong.
Hypothetically, Corey, if you said, okay, oil and gas production shut off tomorrow, what kind of an impact would you have? Because what I'm always curious about is, you know, how much of Fargo and Grand Forks boom is related to oil and gas development? Obviously, there are anecdotal stories you hear about tanks going out or different things that are happening. I'm wondering, you know, the tentacles of oil and gas touch so many areas, retail and wholesale and construction that you touched on. Would there be a way to say, hey, if we lifted that off, here's what our growth would be?
Scott, it's a good question. It was a question that the legislature actually grappled with the last several months, is trying to get a handle on, you know, what happens if this were to stop, if this development were to end. And it's difficult for us, but I do think you're right that the tentacles of oil and gas development are reaching the east. That's part of the reason the east is benefiting so much. In some ways, you've got manufacturing, for example, that's rooted in Dickinson. Now there's manufacturing being spun off from those same manufacturing firms out in the valley. I mean, they're saying, hey, we can't find the workers in the western part of the state. We'll spin off something out in the eastern part of North Dakota where the workers are. And so you're seeing benefits from the oil patch and all the construction and growth from some of those big manufacturing firms in the west reaching the east. Plus, there's trucking companies. There's other kinds of firms that are based out of the east that are benefiting, architectural firms, engineering firms, without a doubt, that are based in the east that are benefiting. So it's hard to say. I do think, though, and I go back to something I've been talking about for quite some time, if you look back to 2003, North Dakota's taxable sales and purchases have been on this upward trajectory long before the oil boom. We were having very, very strong growth, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7. We were on this steady growth pattern. And so I do think the basis of our economy, even though oil and gas is certainly contributing significantly to it, I think the basis of it is very strong. I think we've got some very good businesses in our state. Of course, you know, just to point out a couple of biggies, you know, you've got Microsoft and Fargo adding significantly to that, to the eastern economy. You've got large manufacturing firms like John Deere and all of those kind of manufacturing firms that are based around the university system. I mean, those are all contributing significantly too. So we can't forget about them in all of this.
Mike and Mandan for Corey Fong. Go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just saying, you know, that's wonderful, all this money that's coming in, you know, the economic boom that's going on, and, you know, the coffers are plumb full and all that. But my question, you know, I just can't seem to get an answer from our conservative leaders. You know, when a government takes in more than it can spend, I mean, it's time for tax cuts, don't you think? I mean, it's great that we got all this money, but us throw six-packs out here that are busting our butts every day, paying $4 for a gallon of gas and standard that much for a gallon of milk, trying to clothe and feed our kids, get them through school. We're having a heck of a time out here.
All right, let's let Corey answer because we're up against a break here, about half a minute.
Okay.
Are citizens benefiting enough from this boom in the way of tax relief, Corey?
Well, you know, the legislature, and Mike, thanks for the question. You know, the legislature just convened and concluded, and they came away with, you know, a property tax relief to the tune of about $860 million. Plus reducing individual and corporate income tax rates by $250 million. We've got among the lowest income tax rates in the country. All told, it's about $1.2 billion in property tax and income tax relief out of this latest legislative session. So I think the legislature is responding, and you know, some might argue that that's not enough, but that's still significant, and it's certainly, I think, going to make North Dakota more attractive to more businesses.
Corey, we're up against the break. We'll come back. It's Corey Fong on What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
What's on your mind after these messages?
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. We're talking with Corey Fongs, North Dakota Tax Commissioner. If you have any questions, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Corey, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish up with Mike's comment, although according to Mike, you know, I'm yet to see a government that can't spend what they take in. I think the question is, are we taking in too much? But I'll let you finish up with Mike's comments.
Well, again, I think the legislature recognized that folks deserve tax relief, and this last legislative session, as I was saying before the break, you know, almost $1.2 billion in total tax relief between property tax relief and reducing income tax rates. That also, I think, doesn't include, which I think is very important to cover, and it certainly ties in back with our discussion, some of the major one-time investments that they're making to improve infrastructure, both out west especially, but across the state. I think that was a critical issue this last legislative session, recognizing that if we're going to have all of this development and have all this growth, we have to have the transportation network and backbone to support that. And so I think between those two things, tax relief, which is important for the citizens, but also making sure that we've got our roads and our infrastructure taken care of, were very important accomplishments from this last legislative session. So I just wanted to get that, I think, off or past in order to kind of answer Mike's question.
You earlier broke down for us the, looking at the top three that jumped the most significantly, we had construction, wholesale, and retail sales. You kind of took a little look around the state to see where the growth was coming in construction. Do the same in wholesale trade and retail trade for us to see where the hot spots are?
With wholesale trade, Bismarck was only up 2%, so not significant. City of Fargo, wholesale trade was up 13%, which is a real growth. That's very good growth. Grand Forks up 5%, again, well above the rate of inflation. Minot up 19% in wholesale trade, so very strong growth. Dickinson, no surprise, 46%. Williston, 51%. Jamestown, very, very solid with wholesale trade, up 10%. West Fargo, significant, 27%. And Mandan, up 12%. So those are some good numbers. Bismarck was probably the one that saw the least amount there in terms of wholesale trade. Now switching gears to retail, Bismarck, very strong numbers with almost 15%. Fargo, 5% again, which is, 5%, which is a very, very strong considering the rate of inflation. Grand Forks up 8%. With the city of Minot, 19%, and retail, 26%, and Dickinson, 29%. Williston, we're talking, again, retail trade, 6% in Jamestown, and West Fargo, 10%, and Mandan, up 30% in retail trade. So, again, really strong numbers. Again, a few that are, you know, not quite as robust as what you see out west, but I think that's to be expected. But my point is, and what I've been trying to communicate and get across is that, for the most part, you know, communities across the state are experiencing this growth. That's the other piece of the report that we issued yesterday, too, is of the annual report, we measure 200 cities in North Dakota. 155 of those cities reported increases for 2012. So, again, it shows, the report shows not only that it's just one industry that's doing well, and it's not just one community or one area. It's statewide that we're seeing this kind of economic expansion.
You know, we see the growth going from one side of the state to the other side of the state, and you see the relationship that is growing between communities like Grand Forks and Dickinson and sharing some of the services that they provide, and that lends into a lot of the business climate as well, because Western North Dakota, frankly, can't keep up with all that growth. You mentioned the employees and stuff as well. Have we gotten to the point where...
Well, let me just interrupt. One of the manufacturing firms that I'm speaking of that I think is a great story for North Dakota is Steffes out of Dickinson, where they build equipment and things for the oil field. I believe they're tank systems and heating systems. And, you know, they now have a facility that they have or are building or constructing out in the Grand Forks area. So that's exciting because that is showing that the development and the growth out west is having an impact and having benefits to the east.
Corey, when you factor in everything that is going in, the construction, the manufacturing, everything else that does have a play in because of the oil development, the oil growth in the energy sector, have we gotten to the point where energy has surpassed agriculture in North Dakota?
Well, you know, I know that there's been a recent study from the Petroleum Council to show the economic impact from oil. It's significant without a doubt. I think we're still at a point where agriculture is number one in our state's economy. It's a major driver, and the way it impacts various aspects of our economy, especially the sectors we just talked about, retail, wholesale, transportation and warehousing, all of those things have a tie to agriculture. And it kind of goes back to the very beginnings of our conversation. One of the things that we're certainly going to keep an eye on this year is what's going on with our weather. The weather is such a huge impact for our ag industry. And right now, it's too wet for many of the producers to get into the field and to be able to plant their crops. So for 2013, you know, we're going to be looking very closely at whether or not this weather cycle is going to impact 2013 numbers.
We're all less than a minute left, but real quickly, any signs of weakness anywhere that worry you?
Well, one thing I wanted to point out is the fourth quarter, while it was very strong, was up almost 10%, it was far less than some of the earlier quarters in 2012. So You know, I think we might be seeing a leveling off. I think we'll obviously want to see what first and second quarter of 2013 hold, but we might see a little bit of a leveling off in our economy, which might be a good thing. It might be good for some of the Western communities to take a breath and catch up.
We are out of time, but thank you, Corey. Corey Fuller, State Tax Commissioner of North Dakota, on those amazing numbers. More after this.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.